Shalom to all Adir Bnei Akila. Yesterday I spoke for the women at length. I just want to give a shorter message today. We've had preparations for Yom Kippur. As we all know, these are very special days. As Hashem made tshuva that we're very close to Hashem. Hashem is close to us. Tishrei Hashem b'motzei. And this year, more than every year, we have a lot of reasons to be in a state of a little confusion and lack of focus of because of what's going on. We have no idea even where we're going to be davening on Yom Kippur, what's going to be. But that's all challenging set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we should get more sachar, we should not get out of focus. Take advantage of the special days. Every day is a time for tefillah, to mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's really important. For the spiritual needs of ourselves and Klal Yisrael, we should be able to get the Bati Medrashas and Bati Knessias back. We should be able to do all the mitzvahs that we were able to do before, to be together. And it's a time of tshuva, to think into our ma'asim, to try to make changes. Changes that are sustainable. We know from Yisrael Salanta, it's good to think about our behavior and pick the extreme forms of behavior that really take us down. And try to make a change in them. But I don't want to be marich about that today. Maybe some other time. I want to talk about the preparations for Yontif. And it's important to know that Erev Yontif is not an Erev Yontif. It's a Yontif in its own right. Erev Yontif of Yom Kippur. The ninth day and the tenth day are two counterparts of the same Yontif of called Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is a day we eat and we're full of simcha with the physical eating. And Yom Kippur is a day we refrain from eating, and we're like malochim. And it's also a day of simcha. The Gemara says it's the happiest day of the year, because it's the time of mechilas of averus, time of getting back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're both days of simcha. But one has the element of eating, and the other element of not eating. With this in mind, we have to do whatever we can to really make that Erev Yom Kippur a pleasant Erev Yom Kippur. It shouldn't be one full of pressure and preparing everything at the last minute and looking, oh, I forgot this, and I forgot that, and frustration, and where do you put this and where do you put that? It should be a pleasant time. So I'm just giving very practical, down-to-earth ideas with help of my wife, obviously. So let's just go through the basic things that we have to prepare in advance. First of all, we have the clothing for Yom Kippur. The clothing for Yom Kippur is kamavan, the husbands wear kittel. Before Shabbos already, because this year we have an extra challenge. Every Yom Kippur is Motzei Shabbos, and we don't really have any time after Shabbos to prepare. So as much as we can do before Shabbos, already today and tomorrow, we should set up, make sure we have the kittel, make sure that the crocs or whatever shoes that every family member needs is already in place from before Shabbos. We don't have to spend Erev Yontif running around and looking things and shopping for these type of things. Yahrzeit candle to prepare also from before Shabbos. A person that needs a yahrzeit for, you know, members that were nifta for sure, and even everybody, it's kedai to have a yahrzeit candle lit because you need it for Abdullah. When you make Abdullah and Motzei Yom Kippur, you should really be taking the light from a light that was lit the entire Yom Kippur. So it's good to have that. Kamuvan, you're not allowed to use the fire on the Yom Kippur itself. Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, but it's for Motzei Yom Kippur. Machzorim also, from before Shabbos, make sure you have enough machzorim. You wouldn't have to go around and Erev Yom Kippur running around. Oh, I'm missing. As far as the eating, so first of all, it's good to hydrate yourself, and which means drink more than usual. If you wait till Erev Yom Kippur, it's too late. You start 2-3 days before and drinking more than you used to, it's beneficial. As far as preparing the food for Erev Yom Kippur, whatever you can do from before Shabbos, also certain things you have to do on Erev Yom Kippur, Vakasha. There's always enough to do on Erev Yom Kippur. But from as much as you can prepare in advance, prepare in advance. You have to make sure you have tablecloths, all these things in advance, clothing for the family. And as much as possible, make a checklist for yourself and check it all off. You can do that all before Shabbos. You're coming into Erev Yom Kippur with most of the things taken care of. There's always enough afterwards. Now, the mitzvahs of Erev Yom Kippur is by mincha, saying mincha with a vidui after mincha, and the sudam apsekis. Like I said, it's a mitzvah to eat the whole day, but there's a special mitzvah sudam apsekis, the last meal. So eating the whole day, once again, everybody going to his koiches. A lot of people have a minute to make a suda in the morning also. Whatever fits you is good, but it's a mitzvah to eat. Kamavan, not to overstuff yourself and feel uncomfortable, but to eat well. Mincha is an important thing. And the vidui of mincha is an important thing. Not everybody realizes it. The Rishonim say that the Iker vidui of Yom Kippur is a vidui before Yom Kippur. We're supposed to come into Yom Kippur in a state of tshuva. And the only way it can be a good mincha with a proper vidui is if you give it time. And it's important for husbands and wives to make up with themselves. The husband will have his time for davening, the wife will have her time, or a family situation, they don't have children at home, then you can do it together, it doesn't make a difference. But it's important that they should be supportive of each other, that each one does have the time. It shouldn't be a situation that the wife doesn't have any time to daven mincha. And when we daven the mincha, like we said, we should prepare in advance, already from now, when we're saying the Hoshamnu, to think about things that are really nogea to Avodas Hashem, things in our midas that we're not doing the way, our tefillas, our brachas, whatever it is, everybody knows what he has to be misakin. But to think about that also beforehand, and then we come to it, we could say the Hoshamnu, that we really feel that this thing we did not right, and we feel bad about it, and we want to rectify it. And like we said, if we can pick a small Kabbalah in the points that are really dragging us down, something sustainable, something specific, that's a wonderful thing. That's number one. And as far as the Suda Mafsek is concerned, it's very important not to do it in the last minute. Because you take the whole flavor out of it. It's supposed to be a pleasant meal. And you're supposed to leave time afterwards, if the children at home, to give a bracha for the children. Not everybody running down to the last minute. It could be done even 2 hours before the beginning of the tzayim, so you have an hour to eat, and a little bit more than an hour to eat, and then you have time afterwards. That's wonderful. But whatever you set it up, try to do it in a way that you're really giving it the time of the day, and you're making a pleasant interaction between everybody. Kamivan, within the family members, if anything was done in a way that hurt one another, there's a mitzvah to vakish mechila and b'metemi moichel outside of the family also. Kolponim, that's a general idea that I want to say today. So, like I said, we should be zeicha to take advantage of these beautiful days. Dilush Hashem b'motzoi. We want this corona to be taken away, and now's the time to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu every tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one is moidim anachnu lecha. We're moidim to you on all the good you give us. We're thankful. We know you're kula toiv. You're only good. And the only reason why you gave us this corona is to challenge us. We're taking the challenge. We remain focused. We're with you. We're going to daven to you. We're going to be chayzeh b'tshuva. We're going to make this Erev Yom Kippur, the most beautiful Erev Kippur of our lives, and Kal V'chayim, the Yom Kippur itself, the most uplifting of our lives, wherever it will be, whether we'll be in shul or out of shul, doesn't make a difference. We'll be with you. We'll be in your world. And Amir Hashem, if we do that, Hashem will be Kabbalah Tfilis, and we'll be Zeicha, the tremendous Lamala Menateva, supernatural Yeshua, of the Kaparas Avoidus of Yom Kippur. And with the Kaparas Avoidus of Yom Kippur, we have a new Hanhoga of Rachmin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eliminating all the tzaras that we have, all the physical, health, emotional tzaras, and starting a new year, Toshin Pei Aleph, like we heard from many people, May Ashpos Yorim Evyon, Hashem will uplift us and give us a wonderful year of Yeshua and Bracha of all of us.